This is program number LW1809. You know, it's incredible how it seems nobody's safe anymore. Hi, this is Larry West. I mean, rare is the American who does not personally know at least one victim of violence. Last year, roughly one out of every three households in the United States was directly affected by some kind of serious crime. Every 24 minutes, a murder is committed somewhere in the United States. Every 10 seconds, a house is burglarized. And every 7 minutes, a woman is raped. In New York City, one out of every 61 babies born last year can expect to die at the hands or gun of a killer. New York and Los Angeles record increases in every violent category. Murder up 27%, armed robberies up 20%, burglaries up 16%, rape up 10%. In Miami, homicides have surged 60%. Robberies there have rocketed 80%. Nobody's safe anymore. A study of more than 2,000 adults by Dr. Richard Gellis, a University of Rhode Island sociologist, has projected that 500,000 people over 65 years of age are physically abused by family members each year. Other studies have placed the number closer to 1,000,000. Nobody's safe anymore. Personally speaking, I still haven't gotten over the shock of what happened to the Queen's own mounted guard and army band in London when the IRA struck, killing 8 soldiers and wounding 51 other people. To place a bomb so that it would blow up a band is one of the most cowardly acts any bunch of people could pull. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher said it right, I think, when she said, "These callous and cowardly crimes have been committed by evil and brutal men." Witnesses told of bandsmen blown in two. They told of mangled bodies scattered over deck chairs and of cavalry horses blasted into the air and lying wounded and screaming in agony. David McCullough, the construction worker there, said one soldier reached out his hand for help, but his body had been blown in half. He was completely blown in two. He was still alive. I could go on and on about that incident, but it's too bloody to talk about. And it's infuriating. Nobody's safe anymore. Of course, what happened with the bomb in London came on the heels of the Prowler incident in the bedroom of Queen Elizabeth herself. 31-year-old Michael Fagan climbed a barbed wire-topped wall and evaded 67 guards to awaken the Queen and chat with her for 10 minutes from the foot of her bed. Now, of course, that incident with the Queen is just one more in the list that have spurred governments around the world to take stronger and more determined steps to guard their leaders. Nobody's safe anymore. From the little guys like you and me, all the way up to our world's leaders, nobody's safe anymore. The sales of burglar alarm systems are at an all-time high. Personal protection paraphernalia, from spray repellents that hang on keychains to firearms, are owned by an incredible number of people these days. Classes are conducted across the country, training people in the art of self-defense. Nobody's safe anymore. And now, the news I'm giving you today is a little bit disgusting, isn't it? But I've taken you into the black tunnel today only to show you that there is light at the other end. And sometimes you just can't see that light until first you're taken into the darkness. Here's what I want you to think about today. Some people think that the farthest your enemy can take you is to the grave, that he can whip you, he can rob you, he can mangle your body, he can kill you. But that once he kills you, that's as far as he can go. He can't hurt you anymore. No enemy can. That's false. The Bible says Satan is real, and he's waiting at the door of the grave to hurt you like you've never been hurt before. The Bible says you must prepare ahead of time so that God can meet you at the grave and give you ultimate victory. Remember that part in the famous 23rd Psalm? "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Prepare for death. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. Though we have to put up with the crumbs who assault us these days, remember, God can give you hope, but you must turn to Him. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.